When you go to the polls next week, you'll be voting on several issues, for or against certain candidates, and on the future of the Democratic Party. Well, not really. But there is one race in Alabama that's seen as the last vestige of a storied Democratic history. Democrats controlled Alabama for 136 years. 136 years! Alabama was basically a one-party state. But that dominance slowly started unraveling over the past two decades. And 2 years ago, the GOP grabbed a majority of the state legislature. Going into next week's election, there's only one statewide Democrat in office, Lucy Baxley, president of the Alabama Public Service Commission. The commission regulates and sets rates for utilities in the state. Not unimportant, but not the most high profile of positions.
Lucy Baxley is the last one standing.
Natalie Davis is a political scientist at Birmingham Southern College.
She has a following. You know, there are people who still have I Love Lucy buttons.
Buttons for her successful campaigns for state treasurer, lieutenant governor, and a first term as PSC president. Baxley hasn't been out campaigning much for re-election. She's had health problems. She's got limited mobility. Search for campaign videos on YouTube, and all you get is her unsuccessful bid for governor in 2006. By contrast, her opponent, Republican Twinkle Andrus Kavanaugh, has campaign signs and videos.
Hi, I'm Twinkle Kavanaugh, and I'm running for president of the Alabama Public Service Commission. The reason I'm running is first and foremost to serve you, the public.
But this race is about a lot more than two women who both want the same job. A loss on Tuesday wouldn't be just the likely end of Lucy Baxley's political career. If Baxley loses and Republican Supreme Court Chief Justice candidate Roy Moore wins, it would mean there would be no Democrat in statewide office in Alabama.
The Democratic Party is really in serious straits.
Again, political scientist Natalie Davis.
If people believe that political competition is not only a good idea, but a necessary condition to judge the health of democracy, Alabama is not in a good place.
And the Republicans smell blood. After seizing the state house, they've targeted county races this year. Bill Armistead is the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party.
We're working real closely with about 30-something counties right now, helping them orchestrate very efficient and effective campaigns. We're really focused on a couple of races in each of these counties. The probate judge and circuit clerk are two of the races that are up in every county. And we're really looking at this a little differently than we do a normal election year because we're normally focused on statewide races.
Democrats still hold 61% of county jobs. But Alabama Democratic Party Chairman Mark Kennedy says after 136 years, they've gotten lazy.
When I came in, I was surprised at the lack of organization that we had at the county level. Great Democrats all over Alabama, but there didn't seem to be a defined organization that we could count on to turn out the vote, and we're fixing that.
Still, political scientist Natalie Davis believes it'll take a generation before the Democrats become a viable second party in Alabama, at least at the state level. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.